Welcome to Securing Data in the Age of AI, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast brought to you by Cyera. I'm your host, Heather Engel. Offering a cloud-native solution that is purpose-built to ensure cyber resilience and ensure compliance everywhere enterprises manage data, Cyera empowers security teams to know where their data is, what exposes it to risk, and take immediate action to remediate exposures. To learn more about our sponsor, visit Cyera.io. That's Cyera.io. Joining me today is Bob West, founder and managing partner of West Strategy Group, Shannon Robery, three-time Olympian and managing partner at West Strategy Group, and RJ Bells, head of sales West Cyera. Welcome, everyone.
Thanks for having us.
Shannon, can you give us a little bit on your background?
So my name is Shannon Robery. I am a three-time Olympian in track and field. In the course of my career, I was ranked top 10 in the world for a decade, set three American records, one world record in the relay, and earned two world bronze medals. My experience in cybersecurity came through my relationship with Bob, who we founded West Strategy Group together to be able to provide this boutique consulting service to clients where we can really help them with business development, sales acceleration, and leadership training. A lot of my work is with this medalist mindset philosophy that focuses on taking the sports performance tools that Olympians leverage and translating them into the business context to help business professionals and companies increase their success.
Bob, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Certainly. So I've worked in cybersecurity for about 30 years. I've had a combination of experiences working in enterprise roles. I've had the CISO title three times. I've done consulting with Deloitte EY on my own, and I've had two product roles, one with a company called CipherCloud, and most recently with Palo Alto Networks. And one of the things that my experiences allow me to do is look at things from different lenses. So I can look at things from an enterprise perspective. What does it mean from a technology perspective? How does the technology that I'm working with as a vendor fit into an organization's architecture and infrastructure? And my consulting has allowed me to look at a number of different environments and understand the commonalities and what the basic issues are and how do you protect an environment at a reasonable level.
RJ, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. Happy to be here. RJ Bells, like you said, head of sales for Cyera. I've been with the company for about 14 months now. So, you know, about 5 years in startup time. And I've been selling and leading and building teams in various flavors of the technology space for about 20 years now and have 100% found my home in cybersecurity, particularly in startups, selling disruptive technologies and completely changing paradigms and the legacy. Thanks for having me.
Our topic today is stage two, the CISO war room. How do you leave your legacy behind? So Shannon, you talk often about the similarities between cybersecurity leaders and elite athletes. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. You know, on the surface, it might not seem like the two spaces would have a lot of overlap. But when you think about the high stakes, the high pressure, the need for resiliency, especially if you want to sustain a long career or a business that lasts the long term, there really are some key traits and tools that our cybersecurity leaders and our Olympic athletes leverage. You know, two of them that I speak on often are this concept of prehab and also this idea of controlling the controllables. And really, the idea of prehab is about how do you get ahead of a problem? So rather than being reactionary, you're actually thinking ahead about what might become an obstacle in the future. From a cybersecurity standpoint, you know, how do you understand the records that you have at risk? How do you understand where your vulnerabilities might be? And at the outset, start to prepare your company to be more protected, to have a safer security environment. And controlling the controllables, you know, when the attack does happen, how do you even understand what is within your power to control so that as you move forward from that attack or in the running world from some sort of setback, how do you move forward in a way that is going to be the most effective in getting you back on the path to success?
And Bob, anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, you know, I think Shannon captured it very well. I think really the only thing that I would add beyond that would be that one of the goals of security organizations partnering with the business and technology is to create a resilient business. So we know that bad things are going to happen. The question then becomes, to Shannon's point, are you prepared to address those issues? And there's always issues that arise. So when they're done, it's always good to look at, could I have done anything better? How can I improve on this process? And ultimately, that's the goal from a very broad context.
So, Bob, I think that's a great segue into how CISOs are looking at data security now. What are some things that a CISO can do to leave the right kind of legacy behind?
Yeah, it's a really good question. You know, ultimately, when a CISO exits their role, you want to leave the environment as good, if not better, than it was before. And I think one of the big things right now is we're in this mass technology transformation journey, right? Where organizations are either operating in the cloud, they're moving to the cloud, they have a hybrid environment. And fundamentally, the first thing that you need to do is understand at a very detailed level, what's the information I have, which is challenging to understand in a traditional technology environment. As we move to the cloud, it becomes that much more challenging. And so getting your arms around that becomes really important. And if you can walk out the door knowing that you understand the environment, that information is being protected at the right level, and you're not creating friction with the business, that's a really desired outcome.
Yeah. And one of the things that we talk with clients about all the time is, how do you manage your information? How do you know what you have? So RJ, I'd like to ask you, when you're evaluating a data security posture management solution or DSPM, what are some use cases and what does it need to do? Maybe start by telling us a little bit about what that solution actually is.
Absolutely. Yes. DSPM, data security posture management. It's a space, frankly, that didn't even exist a year ago, and a space that we at Cyera are happy to lead. Essentially, what we're trying to do is upend a legacy approach to solving a very old data problem by using technologies like AI and machine learning and automation to allow an organization to automatically discover, inventory, and classify all of their data across their entire environment and estate, without having to rely on an army of engineers and analysts and deploying agents and setting up network connections to different data stores. And frankly, all of the things that never truly delivered on the promise in the first place and left security leaders like Bob to have to go spend millions of dollars trying to secure the stuff that the data sits on because nobody could get them confidently down to that lowest atomic unit, the data itself.
And you mentioned that this is a tool or a solution that didn't even exist a year ago. So, you know, the data problem isn't new, but Cyera's approach to solving it is. What makes this solution different from others on the market?
Great question. Obviously, I'm a little biased, and I would agree that the tech is the best, bar none, on the market. But if we push the tech itself aside for a moment, I think a lot of it goes back to the origin story of Cyera, and I'll be as succinct as I can with this, but if you look at the DSPM space, a number of the different players are coming at it from different angles. Some are a little bit more privacy-focused. Some are a little bit more access governance-focused. I think the reason that Cyera has become the clear leader in the space is because when our co-founders, our CTO and CEO, founded the company, they did it because they met each other in the Israeli Defense Force, and within the Unit 8200, they actually ran teams that deployed public cloud for the very first time in an intelligence organization. So they had to figure out a better way to protect data, but to also enable the most secure of environments to leverage and use it. Very tricky, tricky to do, especially using the legacy approach. So in short, they realized that the way to do this was to focus on the foundation, to give organizations a continuous dynamic way to truly know and understand their data and where it is, so that they could then answer a number of other downstream questions like who has access to it, is it at risk, are the proper controls wrapped around it, et cetera. But it's that foundational approach that I think has clearly separated us from the pack.
So Bob, from a CISO's perspective, how does Cyera's DSPM deployment support enable existing legacy technologies like DLP?
So legacy DLP solutions, they're architected to protect information in legacy technology environments. So from a fundamental perspective, that's one of the things that Cyera complements traditional DLP solutions, is it looks at cloud environments and traditional infrastructure. Most legacy DLP tools do not have the ability to discover information. So that's one of the ways that Cyera complements it, because if you don't know what information you have, it's tough to make decisions in terms of how do I protect it, right? RJ was talking about the classification of information. Once you understand what information you have, then you figure out what are my crown jewels? How do I protect it? And so that's how Sierra complements the legacy DLP ecosystem.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
Do you want to automate the process of discovering and classifying your data to protect it from exposure everywhere you manage information? Sierra's AI-powered data security platform is changing the way businesses like yours secure data, offering a cloud-native solution built to ensure cyber resilience and assure compliance everywhere you manage data. Sierra empowers security teams to know where their data is, what exposes it to risk, and take immediate action to remediate exposures. Data is every business's most crucial asset and the foundation of any security program. Visit Sierra.io, that's Cyera.io, to learn more.
And now back to the podcast.
So Bob, you mentioned that discovery and classification is fundamental to DSPM technologies. Sierra is also focused on the context of the data. So I'd like to ask you and RJ to talk about what that context allows security teams to do. Bob, can you take that first for us?
Yeah, for sure. So the first thing that you need to understand is, what information do I have? Which is a big challenge, as I was saying earlier, not just in traditional infrastructure, but now that organizations have either cloud environments or hybrid environments, it becomes a challenge. And once you understand what you have, then you need to determine, so what are my crown jewels? So for example, you're not going to protect gold at Fort Knox the same way that you do paper clips, right? In the same context, you need to understand as an organization, what are the systems that allow me to function, number one? What are the systems that I depend on to generate revenue? And how can I make sure that I'm complying with regulatory requirements? So once you understand what you have, then you can make those types of decisions on how to protect information and make sure that you're doing what's commercially reasonable.
And RJ, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Bob, you nailed it. I mean, I think that what we see with our customers is there's the idea of classification, and then there's deep contextualization. And what I mean by that is, it's one thing to say that you have sensitive data sitting in an S3 bucket in AWS. What Sierra is actually able to do is to tell you, you know what, actually that sensitive data is a tax ID, and it's a tax ID of a customer versus an employee. And that customer actually lives in Brazil, so they're subject to those privacy regulations. But you know what? Even though that data may be in a place that you don't ultimately want it to exist, it's actually encrypted. So the CISO and his limited resources can actually go prioritize other problems to go after, because now they have that deep context to help them decide how to drive and implement their limited resources. One more example of that. Imagine you're looking at 1,000 alerts from your CSPM. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you knew which one of those workloads had your most critical crown jewels on them, and a subset of those that may not actually be secure in the way that you want? Now, all of a sudden, you have the yellow brick road of where you should go tackle and prioritize and focus first. So it's an incredible boon for teams to optimize resources and time investment.
So we've been discussing leaving your legacy solutions and approaches to data security behind. So there's an important human element to this too. When you think about the human element of leaving your legacy behind, Shannon, how does that relate to your experience as an Olympic athlete and to you, Bob, as an enterprise CISO? Shannon, I'll ask you to go first.
I love that Sierra has this phrase of leave your legacy behind as its guiding principle as they go into this new phase of building their business and expanding it. It's this fun play on words that has a double meaning. It's the legacy that you will leave. How will you be remembered within a space? For me as an Olympic athlete, I'm most proud of the fact that I had a decade ranked top 10 in the world, which shows that I was able to come through the highs and the lows. I wasn't just a shooting star that came and went. I was someone who had figured out to last the long haul. And I think that any business that's striving to be a game changer will need to be able to lead with those same kind of principles in terms of, I want to be here not just for the short term, but for the long term. Because when you exist in a space, you can then really understand the ways to fix it. And that, I think, is what Sierra is doing. And you know, the other aspect of this idea of leaving your legacy behind, when I look at my athletic career, my legacy training, if you will, the training that I had done in my 20s wasn't right and wasn't relevant to my training in my 30s. In order to have a long career, I needed to be able to adapt. And so when I think about Sierra and when I think about businesses at large and the changing risk environment, it's those businesses who are able to adopt these emerging technologies that can really help them be adaptable and get ahead of the risks that they face so that they can exist and leave a strong legacy in the years ahead.
And Bob, what about you in your experience as an enterprise CISO?
Yeah, so building on what Shannon is saying, ultimately when the job is done and you walk out the door, I want to make sure that the organization that I've been a CISO at is resilient, right? And ultimately, that's our goal, is to have the right quality ingredients sprinkled into everything the organization does. Sayera's fundamental mission is to understand what you have from an information perspective and be able to make decisions on how you protect it. And technology environments tend to be really fluid, right? You think of the technology that we're using today isn't going to be the technology that we're using 3 to 5 to 10 years from now. And so being able to have a set of tools and the knowledge to be able to protect the environment as it exists today, and having the flexibility to pivot several years from now so that you don't have to retool, re-architect, that would be my objective walking out the door.
So RJ, I'd like to ask you, as the rep from Sayera, can you talk to us a little bit about what you're leaving your legacy behind means from Sayera's perspective?
Absolutely. I think it's best to kind of pile on where Bob was going, which is data is the most critical asset for an organization. It's the oil, it's the fuel. Whether you're looking to monetize that data to increase revenue, whether the lifeblood of your business depends upon your brand and protecting your customers' data, it all points back to the data. And I think CISOs in particular, and security and privacy executives that we work with, you know, if something unfortunate happens in an organization and a breach occurs or data is exfiltrated, unfortunately, those folks tend to be in the crosshairs. And so we have a really wonderful opportunity to make this very personal for these security executives and to finally give them visibility and control into the lifeblood of the business and enable them to speak the language of the business and to use that data to drive the organization forward. It's very different than other things that I have personally sold and other companies that I have been part of over the years. This one happens to tap into something very, very personal for the executives we work with. So again, the technology is amazing. I think we're redefining the way in which data security is approached and tackled, but I think there's a much deeper, more altruistic value, and it's really, really fun to be a part of that.
So I'd like to close by just going around the table and asking each of you to give us some final thoughts, whether it's on strategy or legacy, whatever you want. Shannon, we'll start with you.
I think when I interact with the Sayera team, you know, I had the privilege of being a part of their first ever sales kickoff. You know, I hear the founders speak on starting with quality people. When Sayera began in 2022, they focused on really bringing in top-tier diverse talent to build a company that could be cutting edge and define and develop this DSPM space. And so I think as I look at not just the product, but the people that are making the product for that company, it's so key to me that the team of Sayera is one that really is top class. And I think that that's what's going to continue to keep the company innovating and leading in this industry space.
And Bob, what about you?
Yeah, so let me talk a little about strategy and communication. So one of the most important things that CISOs need to do is communicate with the leadership team and board of directors and help them understand the business climate that we're operating in. So you think of, we're dealing with nation states, ransomware gangs. There's a number of things that need to be addressed from a fundamental perspective. And the message to the leadership team is that, number one, you have to do what's commercially reasonable, and the business environment that we're operating in today isn't what it was 3 to 5 years ago. And so you need to do what's commercially reasonable now. And that's going to change in a few years. And so the advent of tools like Sayera, for example, being able to use an AI engine to understand what you have, protect information, really helps organizations take it to the next level. And you're not going to prevent every issue, right? But if you're doing what's commercially reasonable and you're using the best tools you can, you're going to be able to protect an organization at a reasonable level. So when there's an issue, rather than it being a 5-alarm fire, it's a brush fire. And that ultimately is the objective.
And RJ, what about you? Any final thoughts?
We've talked about leaving the legacy behind. I guess it's an appeal to our fellow security and privacy execs out there fighting the good fight every day. Gone are the days where you just simply have to throw your hands up in the air on this data problem. It doesn't have to take years to finally get your arms wrapped around what you have and where it is and whether it's secure or not. The future is here. The time is now. We're talking minutes to days instead of weeks, months, and years. So we'd love the opportunity to chat more.
Securing Data in the Age of AI is a Cybercrime Magazine podcast brought to you by Cyera, offering a cloud-native solution that is purpose-built to ensure cyber resilience and assure compliance everywhere enterprises manage data. Cyera empowers security teams to know where their data is, what exposes it to risk, and take immediate action to remediate exposures. To learn more about our sponsor, visit Cyera.io. That's C-Y-E-R-A.io.